Well, I do believe that Democrats and Republicans should get together to adopt this map. I hope that Republicans will choose to work with Democrats on the map. Right now, it looks like they're just saying no. They're not really engaging, and all they're doing is fighting in these redistricting hearings, which I think have been so important for hearing what people across the state really want in a redistricting map.
That was Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday talking about one of the most partisan things that state lawmakers really do, and that is drawing up congressional districts. Of course, has been a significant issue in almost every state, but it is one of the things that state lawmakers can do here. And of course, the issue becomes gerrymandering. And the governor has said that he really supports an independent organization to come up and make these congressional districts so that they are fair. However, that has not been the case because it is up to state lawmakers. And right now, the governor is saying that Republicans are not engaging with Democrats on redrawing the lines. I bet you Republicans have something to say about that. And I just so happen to have one on the phone with me now. That's State Senator Jason Berrickman. He is a Republican from Bloomington. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
So what's the deal? Is he right? Are Republicans not engaging?
Oh, no, we're engaging. We just want the governor to keep his word. You know, you have to remember, the governor framed this debate when he was a candidate for office, running for governor. When he was a candidate, he said very clearly to voters his definition of a fair map. He said, look, I will veto. He said, I pledge to veto. I promise to veto any map that is drawn by legislators, by partisans, by lawmakers. That's the promise the governor, as a candidate, made to millions of people in this state. And so now we just want the governor to keep his word. We want him to uphold the promise that he made to voters. That is that he'll veto any partisan drawn map, and that instead we should embrace an independent commission. I mean, that's what the governor says he supported as a candidate. That's coincidentally what countless number of Democrats said just last year. President Obama came back to Illinois and said Illinois needs to relinquish the control over its map-making process. It needs to embrace an independent commission. So we filed a bill this year, and our bill creates that independent commission. And I think it's notable, you know, we didn't create this out of thin air. We took the exact language, the exact structure, the exact idea that Democrats proposed in prior years, and we said, let's do it this year. This is a historic opportunity for us to actually change the way in which the maps are drawn so that lawmakers are not drawing their districts, they're not picking their voters. Instead, let's give it to an independent commission, and not one that's balanced for Republicans. Let's use the independent commission that countless Democrats previously said they supported. And lo and behold, shockingly to all your listeners, there's not one Democrat in this state who will now support the very initiative that they said they supported in the past. Why? Because this is the year that it matters. This is the year, importantly, that if the governor were to uphold his promise, we could actually get something done.
Well, and also because of the census numbers coming out here too, obviously Illinois is losing a seat. And if you, I mean, the way, depending on how you carve that up, I mean, they could carve a Republican out of a seat.
Well, but what we've tried to do, the census is certainly an important component here, right? The census is providing the states the data that they need to make sure that we draw maps that are consistent with the Constitution, with the Voting Rights Act, and otherwise. But how we do that, is it done by legislators, lawmakers, politicians, or is it done by an independent commission? That is a threshold question, as is what data do you use? Now, the governor, again, is suggesting that he's going to go along with the Democrat plan. That plan uses bad data. And why that matters is because there are countless voters, whether they come from a racial group, an ethnic group, who filled out census forms. The governor asked them to do this. He spent $31 million telling people, fill out your census forms so that you're counted. When the census does its count, we'll incorporate that to the maps. Well, the Democrats today now don't want to use that good census data. They instead want to use, it's called the ACS data, but it's a sampling of the census data. It's been shown to be unreliable. And for the people who rely on us, on states, to get their maps drawn correctly in accordance with the Voting Rights Act so that, you know, communities of interest and racial groups have the opportunity for representation, per the governor, the only way that this happens is if we use the actual census data. So again, it comes back to, why is the governor out there today advocating for something that is a flip-flop from what he said when he was a candidate for governor?
I don't think he would be the first politician to do that, to be honest with you.
He certainly wouldn't, right? And he won't be the last.
Right. And we're talking with State Senator Jason Berrickman, a Republican from Bloomington, about how the state should be redrawing its congressional district here. And State Senator, here's a question, though, is what can be done? What can Republicans do to ensure that you do have a voice in this moving forward?
Well, I don't think this is about Republicans. It's about voters and the voters who want to make sure not only that they have a voice, but they have a vote in this, right? I mean, that's what the Equal Protection Clause in our Constitution says. It says one person, one vote, right? These constitutional principles. So that's what we're fighting for here. It's the governor who is uniquely situated and can actually do something about it. And that's what's important. J.B. Pritzker's candidate says, I'm for this. I'm for independent commissions. I'm for, you know, removing legislators from drawing their own districts. J.B. Pritzker as governor holds the pen. He's got the megaphone. He could do something about this if he would just uphold his promise to voters. And why won't he do that? When you consider that this issue is wildly popular, right? Millions of Illinoisans, the polls say it's 75% in Illinois support the use of an independent commission. And so if the governor is with the public, if he's with his prior statements on this, if he's with the promises and the commitments that he's made to voters, if he's for a very bipartisan position, he has an ability to get this done. He's the only person in the state who can change that which the Democrats are about to do, which is to draw partisan maps. And so what I think, there's a simple solution here. The governor should keep his word. And that's what the public should demand of him. We don't want two-faced politicians who tell us one thing and then do another. There's a reason why the whole public is cynical towards government, right? And they're cynical because they've seen politicians promise one thing and go back on their word. And so Governor Pritzker, you know, he has an opportunity instead here to not be a hypocrite, to lead on an issue which has tremendous bipartisan support and could quite possibly be a historic opportunity for the state to embrace the most significant good government reform that our state has seen. He could get credit for that. He could take the victory lap for that. All he has to do is keep his word.
All right, Senator Jason Berrickman, Republican. I'm sorry, got to run from Bloomington. Thanks so much for your thoughts. Of course, we'll be watching what the government ultimately decides. Thanks so much for joining us. Now we got to get a check of weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.